He is a great and wonderful God and a mighty Saviour. And picking up from what Barry was saying at our covenant service last week, we do not need to be afraid of anything. Nothing at all. Our first words of God that we consider this morning are found in one of my favorite books of the Bible, although technically it's three books. That is 1st, 2nd, and 3rd Isaiah. We take it from, I believe, 2nd Isaiah. It's those wonderful words in chapter 43. But now, says the Lord, he who created you, he who formed you, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I, the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior, I am. Because you are precious in my sight, and honored, and I love you. Do not fear, for I am with you. Every one of you, called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Wow. How great is our God. Do not fear to face the world, to live your faith, because wherever you are, whatever may happen, God says, I am with you because I love you. When flooded by doubts and guilt and overdoing it, by getting buried in what's happening around us, we can't see beyond the moment. God promises through Isaiah, you will not be overwhelmed, for God is there. The light may be difficult to see. Our faith may tremble at what it's being asked to do. But God is ours. God is there because he loves us. When life is a struggle and the going is difficult, when everything is on fire around you and you can't see for the smoke or the heat, the Lord, our God, is there. With and within us. And says, I am with you. Because you are precious in my sight. Honored. And he says, I love you. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created, formed and made to my glory, I love you, I care about you, I am with you, I will empower you. Why? Why this love for an ordinary, everyday, not particularly significant person? Struggling to cope with the everyday ups and downs of life. Why? Because, as Isaiah said, God has redeemed us. He has called us by his name. He holds us in the palm of his hand. Sometimes we don't believe it. Sometimes we find grains of the reality. God's promise through Isaiah can be summed up in some words written by one of the Victorian hymn writers, and I find that it wasn't even in the previous hymn book, but in the old Methodist hymn book that I had when I became a member, that little black one. Loved with everlasting love, led by grace that love to know, Spirit breathing from above, you have taught me it is so. In a love which cannot cease, I am his and he is mine. And who's got something to say about their relationship with God over this last few weeks? We haven't had a feedback lately. Is there anybody who's had a word from God, an experience from God, something that's lifted them, something that's reached out and shown just how much God loves us? Please feel free to speak. We must not draw conclusions from this. One is tempted. We've had a few ups and downs trying to sort out what's happening with the foundry. We had some relatively good news recently, I believe, John, that we may be getting some funding, but the total is not yet decided. So it's a movement in the right direction. So in spite of all the ups and downs and the round and abouts, God is with us. God is moving us on. It's so wonderful when you have grandchildren who give you pearls of wisdom. Little things, but just those little things. And it was interesting this morning when I was talking to Isabel Ann, my 9-year-old, and she just gave me a big hug and said, "Opa, I love you." Wow, that's just what God feels about us. Just wants to throw his arms around us and say, "Hey you, I love you, and I want you, and I want you to be with me." So we go back to that reading in musical form. And some of you may not remember it. I remember it because Daniela and Bernhard were taught this at school. So it is a bit, it's not an old song, and it's not a particularly modern song, but it is a song from a time when my children were in their teens. And it is, in real terms, those words, "Do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you."